Members of Parliament and the Committee on Commission, Statutory Authorities and State Enterprises could Thursday have grilled officials from Soroti Food Factory over continued operational spending despite the absence of products on the Ugandan market while reviewing the Auditor General's report for the 2024-2025 financial year. The committee chaired by Busiro East Member of Parliament, Medad Lurega Seguna, found that government pays all staff salaries and injects 10 billion Uganda shillings annually into the company with little to show for it. The report also highlighted a sharp rise in packaging costs from 300 million Uganda shillings in the 2023-2024 financial year to 700 million Uganda shillings in the year under review, even though all the factory's products are not visible on the local market. Lawmakers further questioned Chief Commercial Officer Tsega Mariam Sefanyi over persistent losses and accumulated arrears since the company's inception. In response, Finance Manager Julius Ekum said the arrears cited by the Auditor General were outstanding balances from previous years that have now been cleared.
Let me just answer the last question. The commercial officer uses their own car and don't use Soroti Foods car. It's Vanders in Maggi and we don't operate from Soroti Foods Limited. But I would give the chance to Mr. Julius to speak on the other terms.
In relation to the arrears, this arrears was money that had not been paid in the previous year. That is what was cleared in 2013. So in 2024, it wasn't there, but there are costs that are already in the appointment letters.